Help someone out. If you see somebody who needs something, who's having a tough time, who's having a rough day, help them out. If you see someone trying to cross the street who's carrying something, whose baby carriage is going this way or that, say, hey, buddy, you need some help? Because we live in a society that doesn't work if we don't help each other out. I'm not saying you have to be best friends with a person. I'm not saying you have to call them and check in on them later, but I am saying you should help. What day is it? I don't even know what day it is. I'm so confused right now. I woke up and it's still dark outside, and it was dark last night when I went to bed. The kids get up so early, and I...
Well, I have a thing to say.
No.
Hello there.
Hey, Rufus.
I say hello to you, Bubba Car. I've been getting a lot of reports, a lot of news feeds, a lot of transcriptions from people saying that they're upset that none of your character friends are coming on the show these days. They say, who's this highfalutin bumper car who comes on out here with his pig interviews
yeah.
and his product like... reviews uh-huh. and his telephone calls
okay.
and he does not invite his friends
oh.
who made the show what it is
yeah.
onto that very... Then I said, a show, sir.
Okay, well, that's valid, and I apologize. I've been so excited with the new format that I haven't been having as many people onto the show with me. I mean, we've had the interviews, and the interviews have been awesome. Actually, I was thinking about the interviews the other day where I want to make a page where it kind of highlights who was on the show so far. We had, who was it, Adam Lucidi. We had Sock Cop. We had John Trumbull. Last week, we had Darren Patterson. This week, we have someone... finally, we have a woman, which makes me happy, because that felt weird.
But
I want to have, like, all these people highlighted, because it seems like the appropriate thing to do, so that they get the most play out of the shows as they can.
Now, you mentioned, I heard that you have a piggy Lou's interview and a woman today, and I assume that the only reason you have not had one in your first four shows is because none of them agreed. No one agreed to be on the show. Yes.
No.
Now, the fellas that were on with a little bit more desperate
no.
for airtime.
No, no,
is that
no, no,
what
no,
I'm
no,
to
no.
understand?
No, 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 no.
Oh.
No, no, no,
well,
no, no, no.
I see.
No, no,
well,
no, no.
I see.
You don't see anything. Listen, this is why you're not invited on the show. You say weird things and you get me in trouble. It's just how it worked out with the schedule, okay? Jeez, I'm trying to... I have, like, a huge list of people that I want to get on the show but to interview with Pig because I feel like he's having a great time with it, and people seem to enjoy themselves. Like, as I help him produce those segments, so I go on and I talk to people beforehand, and I'm kind of like, hey, you know, Pig's getting ready. Here's what's going to happen. Just be ready for this. You know, he's maybe in this kind of a mood today.
What does that even mean? I'm in this kind of a mood? What are you talking about? Some days I wake up, I'm hungrier than other days. Some days I wake up, I'm sleepier than other days. But I don't... Oh, hey, watch out for the pig. Like, I'm that intimidating? Like, I'm gonna be like, oh, I'm gonna scream at people? Guests on my show? Bro, get it together, okay, Bumps? All right, please, for the love of Pete.
Wait, who is this now? Who is this Pete? Now, is he going to be on the show as well? Is he signed some sort of an NDA? Some sort of a contract with the Bubba Podcast where he's going to be on the pig interviews? Or does he have his
segment? There's no Pete. No, and there's nobody getting their own segment, okay? Pig has his own segment, and...
I was thinking we could have a lawyer segment where I distribute law advice to the people, to the land. I could help some people out. Isn't this whole episode about helping people out? Well, how about we'll call it the Rufus T. Rufus Fix Your Life segment or something like that.
That sounds like a great idea. I actually got a few things that I wanted to run by you, okay? Can I do that?
Stop. Both of you stop. Okay? I don't want... There's no more segments. There's nothing. But what we're going to do right now... I appreciate you both stopping by. And by appreciate, I'm putting up air quotes because I don't really appreciate it because I had a nice flow going and I had a fun time with my past episodes and now you're here and you're making me crazy. But what we're going to do now is we're going to have a great interview with someone who's hilarious and fun. And Pig, you did a great job. I'm going to keep saying it because you're doing a great job. Ladies and gentlemen, here's this week's Pig interview.
Hey everybody, it's me, Aloysius J. Pig, and I'm here for my next interview. I don't know who it is. Bumper Car lined it up. He says he's a friend of his. You know, I like to talk to his friends so that then I can make them not like him quite as much, because really, Bumper Car, seriously. Anyway, let's see who it is. I know she's a comedian. I know she's from the Jersey, but let's see who she is. Evidently, she's got a dog in the house. Hey, who is this anyways?
Hi, Pig, it's Donna.
I ain't Donna. Like,
yeah, Donna Vaisels.
Oh, Vaisels. Yeah.
Yeah, Vaisels.
No, let's see. I'm looking. He handed me a piece of paper with your name. It clearly says Vaisels.
No, it's Pig. It's Donna Vaisels.
My name's Aloysius. Did you know that?
I didn't know that. We've never been formally introduced.
That's my proper name. That's what it says on my christening slip.
That's awesome.
The slip. Did you get a slip? Were you christened?
I was christened.
And when they did it, did they give you a slip of paper and it said, this is to confirm that Donna, whatever your last name is.
Vaisels.
Like the Seychelles.
Yes, that's exactly right. It's like, yes, Donna Vaisels. Like, they sell seashells at the Vaisels.
I'm not familiar with what that is exactly. Are you some sort of Dr. Seuss or something? Is that what that is?
Sometimes.
Okay, don't be coy with me, Vaisels.
I love koi. They're such big fish, right?
They creep me out, bro. I was at a place last week, a Japanese place, Hibachi, and they had a fountain. It was a tiny fountain. And Bumper Car's kid was just like, look at this. There's fish in here. And it was the tiniest thing. And the fish couldn't even turn around. I felt so bad for him.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so we went to the car. We got a hammer. And we liberated him. So, and we ran out.
Yes.
I don't know.
That's awesome.
I don't know where the fish were. When we left, they were flopping on the floor. I assume that they got an Uber and got to the water, like big water. But I don't know what happened to them, if I'm to be honest.
Wow. They might have taken a lift.
You think that the fish are more lift friendly, or I don't know how that works.
I think fish might go in a lift instead of the Uber.
How do you get yourself around town when you're driving? Like, do you walk? Do you bicycle? Paraglide? Mm.
I actually just got myself a Volkswagen Bug. It's really cute.
A Beetle Bug?
I did. I am so excited.
Was it like an old one or a new one?
It's newer, but it's certified pre-owned.
Oh, well, that means they tacked on a couple grand is what they did for that.
No, it means that somebody else didn't want it. And I was like, that's not nice. I like bugs. I rescue them all the time. I don't kill them. So I rescued this one from the car lot.
Oh, but Bumper Car, you got a weird one on the phone this time. You see what you did to me? Okay.
He knows that. He knows that.
He ain't know nothing. When he talks to you in public, do his eyes just glass over? Because whenever I'm talking to him, there's not much happening back there. He's a cute guy, but there's nothing going on.
But do you hear me? Everybody's eyes glass over.
No, I want to go.
I'm used to it.
I want to go. Well, you have a lot of spunk, a lot of energy. So tell me. So you know Bumps from you do the jokes? Is that what it is?
Yeah, we totally do comedy together.
And
he's hilarious.
No, come on. I don't know why everyone who comes on here has to say nice things about him, because listen, you ain't gonna get over on me, all right? I live with him. He's terrible.
He's so nice.
Oh no, okay, now it's gotten weird, because I gotta when we have people on the show, Bump, you gotta tell them right up front. Don't say nice things, because it makes me uncomfortable. It makes me look like a mean guy. I don't wanna look like a mean guy to you, Donna, you know?
I don't think that's possible.
Okay, well, that's fine.
He tries to look all tough in his lumberjack shirts and stuff, but he ain't fooling anybody. He's got Mickey Mouse under there.
You know what he shops? He shops at Plaid's R Us. It's all he's got is Plaid. He goes to the place where they make tablecloths.
Tablecloths.
Yeah, okay.
Yes!
Wow. We just both got a concussion running into the same joke.
I know. Pinch Poke, you owe me a Coke.
Oh, did you just jinx me?
Yeah, jinx you.
How do I? I'm not supposed to talk.
You can't. Well,
what do I do? I'm interviewing. I can't even talk. This is the first time this has happened. Can you unjinx me?
Okay, you're unjinxed. Circle, circle, dot, dot. I unjinxed you on the spot. Well,
that ain't how it works. You just gave me a Cody shot.
I did.
Creepy. I mean, come on. You don't know how to unjinx? I mean, I'm breaking all kinds
of
rules.
I don't. I don't.
All you gotta do is say my name, bro. You just gotta say my name.
Oh, Aloysius?
Ah, thank you.
Oh, yay.
Papa's over there pacing. You got him freaking out. No, I kept talking. You heard me keep talking. He doesn't know what's going on. He can't hear what's going on. Yeah.
That's so funny.
Circle, circle, dot, dot, dot. That, now you got your
cootie
shot.
That's a cootie shot.
Yeah.
I know. Well, it's back to school. I want to make sure you got your shots up to date.
Yes.
You don't want to get the swine flu.
Look, okay. Wow, you came prepared. Holy cow. Yeah. No, I'm very well kept. Thank you so much. I do know somebody. I was in a conversation the other day, and they're one of those anti-vax people.
Oh,
creeps me out, bro. Because like, as the person's talking to me, I'm shaking my head, nodding because I don't want them to attack me. And every word, I'm just taking another step back, another step back. I don't want them to breathe on me. Please
don't get a little spittle on you because it could be a contagion.
Keep the germs to yourself, bro. I don't got no interest. You know, I got these babies up here. They're petri dishes.
I know.
Yeah, you got kids?
Oh, I know.
You got kids?
I'm moving my kids to college because of that.
They have collagen? How old are they?
No, they're going to college, pig.
They eat collards? I love collard greens. Oh, my God.
I do, too.
Wait, do you really?
Yes, I do. But unfortunately, I don't eat meat because I'm a pescatarian.
Why is it? There's nothing unfortunate about that. You eat pescatarian? I should have given you those fish I freed. Oh, I'm sorry.
I know. I hope they weren't going to be cooked because you were at hibachi.
No, they were in like the thing, the water,
the pond.
Thing. Yeah, there's. I don't. Do they do that? Can you go and point? I want that one. You want? They're like his name
I
is
meant,
Maury.
Like, if like, they were liberated and they were like walking with their little fish, like feet, their tail. Okay. Imagine if they wiggled over. God forbid.
Real quick, fish. They don't walk. That's kind of that's a baseline prime everything. They swim.
They do in Dr. Seuss.
Yeah, okay, that's true. I was reading a book tonight, the one of the kids, and it was a Lego book, and it had a fish in it. And so the whole book is there's a parasailer and windsurfer. Sorry, and he gets
a parasailer, a parasailers, like two of them.
Not just one sailor, just uno sailor. If you're from
so a Spanish sailor,
you're from New Jersey, and you're gonna poke fun at me. Your accent is thicker than pea soup, okay?
Poke the pig.
Oh, yeah. No, it's not the name of this segment, for the record. For the record, ain't the name of this segment. Wait, hold on. I got to finish. So he was a windsurfer, and he was too close to the rocks, and so they had to save him, right? That was the whole story. And the kid was freaked out because the last page, there's a little fish, and he's by the rocks, and he's like, what's going to happen to the fish? And I was like, bro, he's a fish, all right? He's cool. He's in the ocean. He's okay.
Right?
And he's like, who's that? Sorry. Who's that, your friend?
That's my dog, Yogi. He doesn't understand that I'm on a very important interview with Aloysius.
Well,
I'm sorry.
Probably ain't going to get the job. I'm just telling you because dogs, dogs freak me out. But so I had to tell him. I was like, bro, fish can swim. So now you're throwing fish can walk into the whole equation. And I feel like it's going to confuse things.
Okay, well, I'll keep my fish on a leash and you can keep yours in a bucket.
They don't
of water.
Make no sense. They don't even make how we record these interviews late so people will be chill and what are you doing right now?
Nothing. This is just me. I just worked an 11-hour work day and this is what I was looking forward to
11,
at the end of my night.
11 hours?
Yeah.
Can I tell you what I did today?
Yeah.
I woke up. I got out of bed. I had some breakfast. I went back to bed because I had to, the food had to, whatever it does.
Digest?
That's the word. I was thinking migrate, but that's not, the food did not migrate. Okay.
Digest. It could have.
It could have done a little migration. And then I went outside for a little bit and I rolled around in the grass, right?
Nice.
And then I was hungry, so I had a little bit of lunch. I noshed a little bit and then.
What'd you have for lunch?
I had some pastries.
Nice.
Yeah, like a croissant and corn cob with the corn taken away because I don't eat the corn. I just like the cob. And just a side of slop. I don't want a whole bowl because it's lunch. I don't want to overdo it.
Yeah.
But it was nice. What about yourself?
Oh, what did I have for lunch today? I had some fruit.
Yeah, you just had fruit?
I really didn't eat a lot today. I had a little bit of sushi.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's called a sunshine roll.
I don't understand why.
Because it's avocado and lemon.
Wait, really? That sounds like a nice thing. Does it got the seaweed or the rice or the quinoa?
And rice. Rice. Oh, quinoa. Why, do you know where to get that pig? Because I have to tell you, I would love to have quinoa sushi.
Yeah, we went. Sometimes we'll go to, don't look down on me, but we will go to Whole Foods every so often.
I love Whole Foods.
They have the little pre-mades, and I've had it a couple of times.
Wow.
The quinoa, and it's pretty tasty.
I got to try that.
It's delish.
You say that so nice, too, quinoa. So many people, they butcher that name. They call it the quinoa.
They do?
Yeah, it's like really crazy.
No, so you worked 11 hours. What do you do for 11 hours?
I do hair in a salon.
I don't know what that means. What do you do hair? What does that mean?
Well, I cut hair. I color hair. I did somebody's hair. Actually, I did somebody's hair pink that it might have been very close to the color of you.
Really?
Yeah, it was really pretty.
Tell me the process. When somebody comes in and they go, hey, I was thinking of dyeing my hair pink like a pig. And you're like, bro, I got you settled here, right?
I say like Aloysius pink or like Porky pink.
Oh, no.
Like which pig are we matching?
Yeah, I mean, I hope it's – I had a licensing deal at one point, but I don't know if it fell through or not because I had never heard back from the people. But I'm hoping there's an Aloysius pink out there somewhere. They owe me money.
All right, well – maybe today, I think I might have nailed it. It was Aloysius pink.
Do you work in a salon?
I own a salon, pig.
You what?
Yeah, I own it. It's mine.
You're an SBO?
Small business owner, yes.
Look at me making up acronyms, and
that was
almost
good, pig. Yeah. I was like, did he just say smelly body odor? Or and I was like, he would never insult me like
never.
That.
I would never, ever.
You only insult Natty, which I will say, you know, he's really good to you. You might want to chill out. He gave you the crawler today.
He didn't a crawler.
Oh no, he a pastry.
It was a croissant. Yeah, that's what it was. You own it?
Yes.
What's it called?
Oh, it's called Salon Gossip. Okay. It's in Bloomfield.
The first part made sense. The second part ain't make no sense.
Why? Gossip. It means to talk. We talk. And
bro, did you just tell me what gossip means?
My version of gossip is, but I also walk my fish on.
So, oh no!
Gossip is not negative.
Your telephone—you just turned into a robot person for a second there.
Uh oh! Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, there you was. There you was. Okay. I got worried.
Okay. I think it was the government. They come. They scramble my phone calls every once in a while because they know. They know I'm talking to you.
You ever have you're a pescatarian? Do you ever have scrambled roe?
No, I've never had that.
It sounds disgusting, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. I don't even know what that is. Scrambled roe?
Oh, roe is fish eggs.
Oh, no, no, no.
Yeah, it sounds horrendous now that
I say no to roe. Yeah, no.
Oh! No to roe.
Yeah.
I like that. And it almost, my brain almost went political, but I ain't.
Me too.
Yeah,
but we're not going to go there.
No, but I don't do that on this show. So
we're not going to wade in that water.
Oh my goodness gracious.
So I was right there with you. I was right there with you.
Do you work in this salon by yourself? Do you have friends? Or?
I have friends, and I...
Now, wait, when you said that, why did it have a question mark at the end of it? That was very interesting.
Because it's really like this thing. It's kind of like everybody's a friend, but we all work together, so they're kind of employees. But I don't know. It's so weird to say that.
Yeah, and you realize this is being recorded, so
yeah.
It's not end any friendships or anything.
No way, man. No way.
They like your family.
Yeah, they are like my family. That's exactly right.
Especially since your daughters are all leaving you. See, I just got really mean. I'm so sorry.
Oh, that hurt.
They're going to college.
I know.
Bumpercon and I have been talking a lot to at the kids' daycare. One of the teachers, her daughter, who I've known forever, who babysits around here sometimes, is going to college. And so we have similar conversations. There's a lot of raw nerves, a lot of sadness.
It's pretty intense right now to see your kids like packing their stuff up. And I'm like, I'm going to be an empty nester. Do you know what that is, Aloysius?
Not familiar. Does it have anything to do with birds?
Well, I think it's like where it came from, but it means that all of my little baby birds, i.e. my children, are leaving the nest.
Now, wait, are they like twinsies? Why are they leaving at the same time?
Well, one's a freshman and one's a senior in college, and they're moving out. I don't know what I'm going to do.
You're going to cry?
Yeah, I was crying today. I cried today.
Oh, God. This is the first interview where we've had a guest who talked on the verge of tears. I cried on my last interview with a dude, and he was like, are you okay? And I was just like, I don't know.
Alice, you could cry in front of me anytime.
I don't think it makes me a weaker pig, if I'm to be
honest.
I don't
think it does. I don't think so.
I feel like people look at it and they're like, that's a pig who's tight with himself, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. You got to be good with your inner self.
So, like, when they leave, what are you going to do with the extra time? Do you have stuff that you do for funsies?
Yeah, I do a lot of comedy, and I love to do things like fundraisers, and I like to raise money for different causes.
Like what? Like fundraiser? Like you go like runs, like a 5K?
Well, I actually no. That's really funny that you say that.
How is it though? I don't know.
That was ironic because I won't run a 5K because I don't like to run. I mean, if there's a bad guy chasing me, I'll do what I need to do. But as far as like running, like put a number on my chest and like run like. And then go for a finish line. And that's not my style. So
the only thing Donna runs is her mouth. Hey-o! Sorry.
Aloysius.
I know. I get a little
Who's getting frisky?
Well, I get. What happens is the later the night goes, the longer the interview, I get sleepier. And the sleepier I get, the crankier I get. So watch out, all right? I'm just warning
you. No, don't get cranky.
No, I ain't going to get cranks.
Okay. Well, no, I don't like to run those. But I do like to have fundraisers, but I put the fun in fundraising.
Ew.
It's so gross, right? But that's what I do with my comedy.
Hold on, I'm shifting in my seat. That made me uncomfortable.
Oh, that's so funny.
She put the fun in fun. Wow. I'm totally messing with that. That's a beautiful thing. I mean, that's one of our favorite things is anytime we do shows, if it's a fundraiser, because, you know, in theory, the audience is there to support something, and in theory, they're there to have fun. And,
right. You
know, it's a different level from going to a show and just telling jokes versus people getting something out of it. You know, they're having a fun time, whatever, best night of their lives, but you're actually helping people too, which is beautiful.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. Yeah, I have a big one that I'm planning. I just got the A-OK for it, actually.
A-OK.
I don't know if you want to hear about it.
Good. You know, I like talking about the fish. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, of course. Tell me about it.
So there's this really amazing place I went and I took a tour of on Monday.
The moon?
No, not the moon. I wish. That would be amazing. Can you imagine?
Yeah, was that?
I mean, there's an eclipse coming up. Do you know that?
What's an eclipse?
An eclipse is when the moon is.
Is that what you do? Is that when you cut people's hair at night?
Yes.
You use your eclipse.
I use my eclipse. Yes, exactly. Actually, it's like when the moon crosses the path of the sun and it blocks it.
The moon crosses the path. Oh, it sounds like science.
Okay, so do you ever go to the movies and somebody is annoying and gets in your way and they get their head in front of the screen and you can't see the movie for a second?
You lost me. Hold on. Okay. I like the scenario you were building. So I'm at the movies.
You're at the movies, right? And I think you and I are probably similar in height. We're both kind of short when we sit down.
Tiny, yeah, I barely, yeah. One time the seat actually folded back up on me and I fell down through.
Now, I swear, I get it.
What I have to do is I have to bite a big tub of popcorn and sit in the seat next to me to keep the seat down. It's good.
That's awesome. So you're buttered little pig. Oh, I love that.
Yeah, and then I just slide home. It's
great.
And then I get a stomach ache, if I'm to be honest. Whatever they put in that butter ain't butter, you know?
No, it's not.
Does not taste good.
No.
Oh, wait, no, I'm sorry. Good. It does taste good, but it doesn't feel good. That's what I was trying to say.
No. Okay. That's not good.
So I apologize.
Good for your cholesterol either, pig.
Oh, my numbers are off the charts. I'm not even going to lie to you. Here's the thing. Bumper Car, he has me on his insurance. I think it's like a PPO or whatever it is. So I go for my yearly physicals, and they it's not looking good. Is all I'm saying.
Whoa.
Yeah. They said I got to cut back on. Sometimes I'll just open a bottle of Wesson oil and drink it because I just think it tastes good. No, but it's good. It's an old world recipe. It's called Grease Pig. I was going to call it Oily Pig, but Grease Pig sounds better.
Grease Pig.
Grease Lightning, whatever
it is. Yeah, well, I'm sure it's like Grease Lightning.
All right, so you didn't go to the moon.
No.
There's an eclipse and moon. Okay, so tell me about the cool place you went, and I won't interrupt you. I almost promise.
Yeah, I almost promise. I won't interrupt myself because I have, like, focus issues, okay?
Do you need glasses?
I do. I wear contacts.
Have you ever taken something called Focus Factor?
No. What is that?
So in college, Bumper Guy used to go, there were these vitamins, and each bottle was like $40, and it was called Focus Factor because somebody was just like, you should take these. And I think they were full of ginkgo biloba and other things like that. And I don't know what else.
Wow. Is that Rocky Balboa's brother?
Ginkgo?
I think that's his adopted Asian brother.
It could be. I mean, I don't know. I mean,
like Yoko Ono, Ginkgo Biloba.
I don't know why Yoko Ono is in this all of a sudden. Wow, you're as tangential as pig is. This is the first interview where I've been the straight man, where I've been the one who's like, let's get this ship back on the tracks. Let's rein it in. Let's pull it back.
Yeah. This is like the highlight of my day. I have been waiting for this all day. Wait. I'm sorry, Pig. I'm just a little excited.
So hold on. You're telling me that working 11 hours in a mine wasn't the high point of your day?
This is
it. Okay.
This is it.
This is a pretty low bar is what I'm telling you. Like if you were like, hey, I bought a car today and I had a cannoli and then this was the best thing, then I'd be like, oh, that's good competition.
But, well, I did just share a Magnolia's cupcake, and that was pretty cool because I didn't have to drive into the city to get it.
What kind?
I had vanilla.
That's my favorite kind.
I know, me too.
I don't want no chocolate It's just like a yellow cake, and it's white frosting, and it's all I want, and back off. Yes. Don't call me basic because it's what it is. It's perfect.
Perfect. And I take the bottom of the cupcake, and I take it in half, and I put it on top, make it like a sandwich, so I get an even cake to icing ratio.
And you split this?
Yes.
I mean, I would have tackled the person who brought it in, and then I would have probably eaten the whole thing as I was standing on them. Because you got to understand, that's a magical thing, that kind of cupcake.
Oh, I know. I know.
I ain't been to Magnolia in a long time.
Well, I promise you, if I ever get another interview or I get to meet you in person, I will bring you a cupcake.
Okay, the first one, kind of doubtful at this point. The second one, though, you never know, right? I could be wandering around Bloomfield? Is that what it's called?
Bloomfield.
Oh, is that because there's so many flowers there?
Oh, that's a good question.
You should probably call it Boomfield. It's more fun that way.
Boomfield. Yeah, like boom.
I'm doing doom down in Boomfield.
I like that.
I keep it real down in the Boomfield.
Yeah.
You shouldn't do that. Tell me about your thing. I want to hear
about
it.
Okay. So I went on Monday to this place in New Jersey, which I have to keep it undisclosed because it's like for the safety of the children, but it's called Camp Fatima, F-A-T-I-M-A.
All right.
And it's New Jersey's only all-volunteer camp for children with disabilities.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
I know. And it's they just are celebrating their 50th anniversary.
50
of providing service to like all these kids. And it's amazing because you want to know what? It's not funded by the government.
Well,
they get all their money from volunteers.
Wow.
People that donate. And I went pig and it was amazing because there's kids from ages 5 to 21.
All right.
And they have all different kinds of disabilities from autism to cerebral palsy. I mean, you know, it was amazing to see these kids enjoy music. I went with my friend, Michael Murphy, who is a musician. Yeah, he's a really talented singer and he plays the guitar. And we went up there to bring the kids some joy and just it was unbelievable. So
wow.
Is it
like only during the summer or is it all year round?
Well, they do 2-week programs. They do 2 weeks in the summer. So your child would have to sign up or apply for it's 1 week at a time. And then they have 4 weekends throughout the year. But this is what's really interesting and cool. There's each of the kids that go up, they have a file that's written about them. And in the file, it's like their parents, you know, mom pig, dad pig, and they're like nurse pig, let's just say, so that you can understand it.
I understand. All right. Thank you. Breaking it down for me. I appreciate that.
Well, you know, I know you stay in that yard over there, bumper cars. You don't get out much. So
I got a sty. Yeah.
I know. And I heard it's a pigsty. But so they get together, they collaborate, and they put together a file for each of the kids. And then a camp counselor on Saturday receives a file for a child. They read about them. They learn about them. And then Sunday when the child gets dropped off to camp, that's their buddy for the whole week. And yeah, so they have one-on-one counselors for each of the kids, like for the whole week.
Wow.
So what they do, it's incredible. It's very moving. What they do is they make it like a camp that would be for kids without disabilities. So they have arts and crafts. They have music, they have entertainment. So we were there as the entertainment that day. As you can tell, I'm quite entertaining. But I love this one place, see, because I have issues myself with like focusing, as you could tell. And sometimes
I didn't pick up on that at all.
Well, that's okay. Well, thank you. I appreciate the fact that you didn't notice that. So they have all these like really cool things for these kids that maybe they wouldn't get at home, but it's really neat too, because it gives the parents an opportunity to have a little bit of respite without it seeming like they're just, you know, running away from the fact that it is challenging when you have a child with a disability. It's really rough thing to even say and articulate because it sounds kind of rough for me to say because I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, but it's the truth.
I mean, having kids in general, one of Bumper Guy's kids has been at the grandparents all week, and they switched off, and 2 weeks ago they took the little one, and this week they took the less little one, and it's as a parent, it don't matter, you know, who your kid is, every so often it's nice to have a little break, a little breather, and it's especially wonderful if the kids are at a camp where they can experience all these awesome things. So,
yeah.
Like, do they stay there over? Is it not? Is it overnight thing?
Yes. The one for the summer, it's an overnight experience for the entire week. And each day, this is what's so cool. Each day is like they do a theme week. So, the theme week that I was there for was, oh my gosh, what the heck is the name of it? We're off to see the Wizard of Oz. So it was Wizard of Oz. So all the decorations were Wizard of Oz around the camp. But then each day they do a different holiday. So I was there on Halloween, which the people did not tell me because they knew I would dress up and they didn't want me to scare anybody. So whatever. And then the next day was Valentine's Day. So my birthday. Yeah, my birthday is February 13th. So I was like, so basically it's my birthday today, which is why I felt really good about being there.
So you you made it about yourself.
No.
Hey, everybody, look at me. My birthday. All right, look at me. All right.
Well, I felt the gift was that I got to spend it with the kids, Pig. You don't have to be such a sassy pants.
I'm a little sassy. We'll see.
You are. Stop it, okay? So you're like spicy pork right now. So what happened... Wait, so listen to this one. I love this. So they help the kids make gifts in the craft little area. Uh-huh. And Friday at the end of camp is Christmas. And they have Christmas. So the kids get to like give each other gifts.
So like that week sounds insane. It sounds like Nightmare Before Christmas where you got like, oh, look, there's Valentine's Day, there's Halloween Day, there's Christmas Day. And it's all in the same week?
Yes, because these kids sometimes don't really get to experience it with friends in school because they have disabilities at different levels. So some of them might not get to, you know what I mean? Like, remember Pig when you were little and you went to like Pig school?
Little Pig school. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. So you got to have all those fun like holidays with your friends.
Yeah.
Right.
And they don't get to experience it.
No. So they make it happen for these kids. And everything is volunteerism and everything's donations. So like cray paper and crayons and paint. It's like people donate to, I know they have like an Amazon wish list. I cannot wait to help these people out. So I'm going to do a comedy show.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
I'm going to produce a comedy show. I don't know how I'm going to do it, but you know what? I'm going to learn and I'm going to make it happen for them because it's important to me. That's what I know. I'm not running a 5K. I love these kids and it's not like they're less than for anybody. No one's getting me to run. It's just, I'm not doing it.
You should probably, it sounds like you should involve cupcakes because that sounds like it's something up your wheelhouse.
Yeah.
And
cupcakes
and comedy.
And comedy.
Cupcakes and comedy. Oh my gosh.
Pig, you might have just helped me name it.
Thank you. You're welcome.
You're amazing. You know what? You know what's more amazing? We could do like a bake sale.
Yeah.
To help raise money for the cause.
Yeah.
I think you just totally helped me. I hope it's okay if I take that idea.
Hold on.
I'll give you credit.
Yeah, Bubba Car's saying yes. He's nodding yes. You're allowed to.
Hey,
you can take it.
Aloysius.
Bubba Car is also saying he would love anything he could do to help at all.
He's the best.
Because just hearing about the kids, you know, close to my heart, it makes me melt a little bit.
Thanks, Pig.
So
tell him I said thank you.
No, I don't want to make it.
I
might tell him later. He's a little bit emotional. So, well, hold on. I got to pull it back a little bit because I got to go to bed soon. You understand?
Okay.
So that's a beautiful thing. And when you find out more about it, you're going to tell us about it so that we can promote it more, Obzi. And you know who I stole Obzi from?
Who?
Jackie Byrne.
Oh, my God. Isn't she awesome? I love her.
She's phenomenal.
She is phenomenal.
Obzi. Who is... Oh, and so, okay, real quick before we wrap. So
yeah?
You cut hair, you do comedy, you got kids going to college, you do wonderful benefits. What is your favorite part of The Wizard of Oz?
Ooh, good question.
Because you were just talking about it, and it made me think.
My favorite part of The Wizard of Oz.
So I don't want to put too much pressure. What was the first bit that popped into your head?
I love the Scarecrow. I'm a big fan of the Scarecrow.
You can go this way. You can go that way.
Yeah, I love the Scarecrow.
Yeah, I can't imagine why. I do.
I think I identify.
Oh, interesting.
Scarecrow.
Wow, this is like a therapy session all of a sudden.
Well, you know, it's funny. That's probably why you and I get along, because you know what? Pigs love bales of hay, and I'm stuffed with hay.
Okay, so you got back to being weird again. I like how we came full circle. I feel like being from New Jersey, it's more like you're stuffed with hay.
Hey.
Like that.
But you know what? Pig, you know what's funny? That you're calling me weird, but you, Aloysius, are a pig that does a podcast.
One, it's got alliteration. Pig podcast.
Podcast pig.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true.
Ain't nothing strange about that, girl.
No, ain't no holler back, girl.
I don't know what just happened.
You started singing.
Yeah, you literally, you just in the middle of an interview, you were just like, I'm going to sing some Gwen. Anybody okay with that? All right. Here we go. It's Stefani time. Here we go.
Oh, it's like I have musical Tourette's or something.
A little bit like that. A little bit like that. A little tiny bit like that.
Yeah.
So, okay. All right. You're going to get me links.
Yeah.
Did you have fun? I hope you had fun in the concert.
I had the best time. I can't believe this. This is so much fun.
Well, that's amazing. I look forward to meeting you in public, and I'm assuming that you're just always on hand going to have the perfect cupcake, because if I walk into you and you ain't got one, we're going to have problems as well.
No matter what cupcake, I'm going to teach you the proper way to eat a cupcake.
Girl, I'm a pig. I know a proper way to eat, okay? It was bred into me. It's what I am. It's what I do. I eat. Trust me.
When's your birthday? Do you have a birthday, Aloysius?
Yeah, it was evidently in July, and because somebody brought it up, and now I don't even remember. Do you remember it?
Oh, was okay. It at the end of July?
I think it was like beginning of July. I don't know, but somebody on the internet was just like, "Hey, it's your birthday, pig." Bubbacon missed it. And, like, I was just like, wait, I missed my birthday, too. So, it's fine. I'm a happy-go-lucky pig. Don't make me get emotional, okay?
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I was going to say, because I would get you a cupcake for your birthday, and now I have to wait a while, so.
So I think my birthday is August.
Tomorrow.
August 12th.
So that's amazing.
That gives you 2 days. To pony up with a cupcake. No, I'm just kidding.
That's amazing. Tell me where to send it, and I will send you a cupcake.
You send it to headquarters.
Pig-o box.
Pig-o box is good. I'm going to give you. You're scoring a lot of points. If this was at midnight, you would really be racking up points right now. I'm going to tell you. Pig-o box is amazing. Holy cow. Wow. You're really hogging the spotlight on my show is what you're doing, all right?
Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry.
You're hamming it up a little too much.
I am totally hamming it up.
All right, so I got
to
go.
You're going to be baking me to come back on your show?
She's still going. I mean, I'm trying to run out of here. She's still going.
Oh, it's so funny.
Wow.
Wait.
All the way home? Is that what you're doing?
That's what's going to happen.
Oh, my goodness. Right.
I'm gonna put a little squiggly pigtail in the back of my beetle. I'm gonna make it a pig beetle.
A beetle pig.
A beetle pig.
I was supposed to tell you, but then I swear I gotta go. I went to a salon, not salon gossip, but I went to a salon and I got my hair cut one day, and she was trimming, and then she's like, "I'm just gonna trim this," and I was like, "That's fine." She nipped the end of my tail off, all right?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, she thought it was like, hey, I don't know what she thought, but nip, squeal, all right? I did not.
That's terrible.
I did not tip, and I will not be going back, and they got a poor yellow.
She already got her tip of your tail.
Oh, my God. Fine. All right. On that, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank Donna so much for coming on the show and for doing such great things.
Thank you so much for having me.
And you have a great night. And don't work 11 hours. That's too many hours. All right.
I'm going to go count pigs tonight instead of sheep, just in honor of you.
In your sleep? Really? That's going to put you to bed? No, don't count pigs, because you know what that does?
What?
It makes you hungry. So don't do it. That's not
good. Okay.
Actually, it wouldn't make you hungry because you're a pescatarian.
Exactly.
Don't count pig fish, or else you'll get hungry, I suppose.
Pig fish. Okay.
Send over your avails. No, I'm just kidding. that's a different conversation. Okay. But thank you so much. And
thank you, Aloysius.
I will. I hope to talk to you again soon. This was a blast. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Tell Natty I said goodnight.
All right, Natty. Blah blah blah. All right. And click. Thank you so much, Pig. Thank you so much, Donna. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Like, seriously, Donna's had me on a lot of shows and a lot of them are benefits. And I did one fairly recently, and it was the story was heartbreaking. And the mom that we were helping gave her story of her son, and without, I don't want to go into it because this is, you know, the Bumper Podcast. But it was a beautiful story, and she made me cry, and she made me come home and hug my kids. And I do that anyway. I do it as much as I can, and I feel like you should do that too. I make fun of having kids, and I kind of try to poo-poo it and say, oh, it's terrible, and it is rough. It's hard. Being a parent is very difficult. Life is very difficult. But there's, you know, I get stuff from my kids that I can't get anywhere else. I looked on Amazon. I looked in boxes. I looked in bags. I looked in barrels. And whatever my kids give me, they don't sell there. No, but, you know, it's, you come home, and last night I looked in on the boys when I got home, and I was about to go to bed, and just watching them sleep, just they're silent, but they're there, and you made them, and they hold your heart, and they hold their everything. They are my everything. And the funny thing is like, I'm saying this right now, but on the flip of a switch, if I hear an explosion upstairs, I will start screaming like I've never screamed ever. So there's this crazy dichotomy is what I'm saying. But so I was talking to this mom, and she brought me to tears. And kind of like the camp that Donna was just talking about. Like, that's a beautiful thing. You gotta help people. People need help. Life is hard. The world is tough. We gotta take care of each other. I've said this before in other Bumper Podcasts, and I know it gets contentious sometimes when Pig or Rufus shows up, and especially when Robot shows up. But everybody here loves each other. In the end, we all love each other. We fight like a family. And you know why you fight like a family? You know what that's about? It's because you're all stuck in the same small area together for years and years and years. You see each other every day. There's no break. So you fight like a family. A crazy family. That's what we fight like. But it doesn't matter, because in the end, you love each other. I have friends like that in comedy. These friends that, like, I haven't had this type of friendship that I can ever remember, where I fight with them. I yell at them. We don't say nice things. We take break, and then we come back and we're pals again. It's kind of fun. They have different viewpoints. I try to listen to them. I try to counter them. I feel like that broadens my depth of perception of the world by listening, even to stuff that I don't like. Then it helps me to see things in a different light and to react to things, because then I'm more aware, more cognizant that things are out there. I think it's important to listen. I don't think it's you have to, you know, take things in, but I think you can listen and then disseminate. Take things with a grain of salt. Take what you want. Get rid of the rest. Whatever. I did that a lot in school. Speaking of taking things, we have a call this week. Another call. Same person. She's doing a great job. She's 3 for 3. Let's see what she's got.
Hey, Maddie Bumpaka. My question to you is, how has your life changed since she started doing Pig as puppeteering?
Oh, okay. Thanks. You're welcome. No, thank you. Seriously, the calls are great. So how has my life changed since I started? I'm going to reinterpret the question as hanging out with Pig, because last time he got kind of offended.
I didn't get offended. I'm here. I'm still here. I'm right here, bro. I'm in the studio. You're looking at me and you're talking about me. I think it's third person, might be fourth person. I don't even know how many persons is a person. I'm a pig. All right. Anyway, what is she talking about? How did my life change when I met you? Went straight downhill, right down the tubes, right down the tracks, right to the bottom, right to the base. Where we at? Gonna see your face like that. Uh-oh. I think we got somebody coming downstairs. I think we're gonna have to answer the call in just a second. Who's here? Oh, it's Ollie. Hold on. Come here, Ollie. Where you at? You wanna be on the show? Oh, okay. So this is Oliver. You wanna say hi?
Hi.
Hi. You wanna listen to the thing? Okay. Ollie, we're doing a phone call. Here was her question. How did your life change when you met Aloysius J. Pig?
I don't know.
You don't know? Did your life get better or did it get worse?
Worse, I think.
You think it got worse when you met Pig? Holy cannoli.
I just said, I think.
Oh, but it still hurt my feelings a tiny bit, right?
Okay.
I'm gonna cry.
Don't even cry. Why are you even doing this? You're annoying me.
I'm annoying you? Alright, hold on. Hold on a second. Papaka, come here. You take this kid.
Hey, buddy, what are you doing? Were you talking to Pig?
I think.
You think you were talking to Pig? You're not sure, though?
I think I was talking to Piggy!
Now, what are you going to be at? Where are you at next week? Somewhere far away.
America.
Huh?
What is it again, Dad?
You want me to whisper it to you? You want me to tell you a secret?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's K-Cod.
Yeah! What are we going to do there?
I don't know.
What do we do at Cape Cod? What's there?
We go to the beach.
We go to the beach?
Mm-hmm.
That sounds fun. Who's going to be there? Fun people?
Yeah, all our cousins.
A lot of our cousins, that's right. There's so many of them, right?
Except for Keegan and Cameron.
Oh, no. We don't have our Keegan and Cameron. It's so sad.
We don't have a lot of our cousins. I mean, there's a lot of them that aren't there, but there's a lot of them that are. Are you going to have fun?
I think so.
Now, are you afraid of the drive?
Nope.
Okay, do you remember how long the drive took?
Okay. I think I should put those.
You want to put them back on? Huh? Okay, here you go. The drive took 5.5 hours.
5.5? That's how many 5.5?
Five. So there's 60 minutes in an hour. So if you take 5 hours and you multiply it by 6... then that means you have, so it's 300 minutes. So it's then another half hour. So it's 330 minutes. 330 minutes. Does that sound right? That doesn't feel right. But it is right.
I'm trying to, if you can.
No, we don't want you to touch that. Remember how you were messing around with this and you broke that?
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
I
don't
want to do that again.
No.
Stop laughing. Can you just stop laughing?
You want me to stop laughing forever?
Yes.
But won't I be like a sad daddy at that point?
I think no.
You think no? You think not no? Did you eat your breakfast? I think we should go to school soon, don't you think?
Oh my goodness.
Not school. For you, it's camp. Or it's pre-K. What is it?
Pre-K. Pre-K all day, every day. Come on, everybody, pre-K.
Can you stop?
Singing a song. You don't let me. You won't let me laugh. You won't let me sing. You won't let me have any fun at all. What are you, a listener of the Bumper Podcast? Waka waka. Just kidding.
I think it's a good.
Do you want to go upstairs? Are you done?
No, I'm just gonna show you something.
Are you gonna show me something? Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I think what we should do while Ollie goes and shows me something is say goodbye to everybody. Can you say goodbye, Bumper Podcast? Can you say thanks, Donna, for being on the show?
What?
Say thanks, Donna. For being on the show. All right, everybody. Thank you so much. Hugs and hearts. Hugs and hearts. Go help somebody today.